March 18th, 1917. Effects of fusing oneself in Jesus. I was praying, fusing all of myself in Jesus. And I wanted each thought of Jesus in my power, so as to be able to have life in each thought of creature, to be able to repair with the very thought of Jesus, and so with all the rest. And my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, my humanity on earth did nothing other than link each thought of creature with my own. So, each thought of creature reverberated in my mind, each word in my voice, each heartbeat in my heart, each action in my hands, each step in my feet, and so with all the rest. With this, I gave to the Father divine reparations. Now, everything I did upon earth, I continue in heaven. And as creatures think, their thoughts pour into my mind. As they look, I feel their gazes in mine. So, as though a continuous electricity flows between me and them, just as the members are in continuous communication with the head. And I say to the Father, "My Father, I'm not the only one who prays you, repairs, satisfies, appeases you, but there are other creatures who do within me what I do. Even more, with their suffering, they make up for my humanity, which is glorious and incapable of suffering. By fusing herself in me, the soul repeats what I did and continue to do. But what will be the contentment of these souls who have lived their life in me, embracing together with me all creatures, all reparations, when they are with me in heaven? They will continue their life in me. And as creatures will think or will offend me with their thoughts, these will reverberate in their mind, and they will continue the reparations which they did on earth. They will be together with me the sentries of honor before the divine throne. And as creatures on earth will offend me, they will do the opposite acts in heaven. They will guard my throne. They will have the place of honor. They will be the ones who will comprehend me the most glorious. Their glory will be all fused in mine, and mine in theirs. So, let your life be all fused in mine. Make no act without letting it pass into me. And every time you fuse yourself in me, I will pour in you new grace and new light, and will make myself a vigilant sentry of your heart, so as to keep any shadow of sin away from you. I will guard you as my own humanity, and I will command the angels to form a circle around you, that you may be defended from everything and from everyone."